Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Are you ready to go somewhere special? Today's topic is travel.
And the title of our lesson is Let's Visit Ireland. Let's Visit Ireland. Marie, do you remember what happened on yesterday's show?
Yes, yesterday we talked about B&Bs. B&B stands for bed and breakfast. This is a place you can stay overnight, in a room.
We also heard that a special holiday was coming. This holiday is called St. Patrick's Day. It is a national holiday.
A national holiday is for one country. But Peter,I think this holiday is for more than one country.
You are right. People all around the world celebrate this holiday. I think that is because people from Ireland moved all around the world. Now, many families have Irish history in their family.
Do you?
Yes, I do. My grandmother was part Irish.
Hey, my grandmother was too.Well, I'm excited to learn more about this interesting culture. Before we do, let's see those keywords from Christina.
Hello, 今天是爱尔兰的国定假日 St. Patrick's Day. 这一天全国放假还可以观赏游行哦。游行就是 parade. Many people enjoy watching a parade.如果你要去爱尔兰观光的话，建议你最好还是开车旅游。你可以驾车看遍爱尔兰的 lovely green country, 美好而绿意盎然的乡间。形容词 lovely 指的是美好的或令人愉悦的。到爱尔兰去还可以参观古堡，其中最有名的就是 Blarney Castle。很多人到了那里都会去亲吻城堡里的 Blarney Stone。Many visitors kiss the Blarney Stone.动词 kiss 就是亲吻，那是石墙上的一块石头，据说亲吻了这块石头就会得着这个语言的天分。名词 gift 就是天赋才能， It gives you the gift of speaking well. 另外还有一个重要的景点就是 Moher Cliffs， 这个西海岸的悬崖景观很美，你还可以看到很多海鸟在悬崖壁上筑巢。海鸟就是 seabirds, sea 是海。你也可以去参观都柏林的三一学院，学院或是大学就是 college. You can visit the college in Dublin.
Happy St. Patrick's Day! Today is a national holiday in Ireland. People have a day off, and many watch a parade. The biggest one is in Dublin,Ireland's capital city. People enjoy visiting Ireland any time of the year. The country has something interesting for everyone. The best way to see Ireland is by car. Driving in Ireland takes one through the lovely green country.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone. Today is a national holiday in Ireland.What happens on a national holiday?
Government offices are closed for the day. People can spend time with their families. People get the day off.
Day off. This is a good phrase to know. Sometimes we ask this, do you get the day off? That means your company or school will be closed.
Or we also say, take the day off.This means you take a break from work or don't go to work that day. I had to go to the hospital and visit my grandma. I took the day off.
Well, I think that I would take more than a day off to visit Ireland. The country has something interesting for everyone. And I think Christina has something interesting for us right now. Let's visit her.
不论是什么人来到爱尔兰旅游都可以在这里找到自己感兴趣的事物。The country has something interesting for everyone. 英文的这种表达方式很有意思，这种说法在中文里比较少见，所以很值得我们学习哦。 句型就是 has something interesting for everyone. 请特别注意 something interesting. 形容词是放在 something 后面。来看看这个句型该怎么用。比如说附近新开了一家游乐园，里面的游乐设施琳琅满目，我们可以说 It has something fun for everyone. 所以这个表示不管是什么样的人都可以在这里找到好玩的。或者是一本知识性高、内容新颖的杂志。It has something new for everyone.
Thanks, Christina. People enjoy visiting Ireland any time of the year. You can visit a city like Dublin.
And St. Patrick's Day is the time to go there. This is the capital city, and I am sure they have a very big parade.
Well, let's talk about capital cities. These are important cities in a country, and there is only one in each country. Washington, D.C. is the capital city of the USA.
Beijing is the capital of China, and Dublin is the capital of Ireland.
So, the best way to see Ireland is by car. Driving in Ireland takes one through the lovely green country.
And it looks beautiful. Well, let's learn more about it in part two. Here we go.
Many visitors want to see Ireland's castles. One of the most famous is Blarney Castle. Here, many visitors kiss the Blarney Stone. Old stories say that kissing the stone gives you the gift of speaking well.Blarney Castle has beautiful flower gardens, too. People can also stay in some Irish castles where they can live like kings.
We learn that Ireland is a very old country. That is one reason why people like to visit this country.
Yes, many visitors want to see Ireland's castles. Castles are very old.Some hundreds of years old, and some are even over 1,000 years old.
They are made from rock and stone. One of the most famous is Blarney Castle.
Hey, I have heard of this castle before, but I think what is most famous is the Blarney Stone.
And why is this Blarney Stone popular?
Haven't you heard? Here.Many visitors kiss the Blarney Stone.
Why would anyone want to kiss a stone? And just think, many other people have kissed that same stone. Gross!
Peter, old stories say that kissing the stone gives you the gift of speaking well.
Oh, okay, well, I think I speak well enough. But there are also beautiful flower gardens in this place.
Ooh, I would love to stay in a castle like this one. And people can.
That's right. People can also stay in some Irish castles where they can live like kings. You can live like a queen, Marie.
And you can live like a king, Peter. And that's today's
calendar phrase.
You can live like a king.
You can live like a king.
你可以生活得像个国王一样。
I want to buy a big fancy house.
Yeah, you can live like a king.
I want to buy a big fancy car.
Ooh, you can live like a king.
I want to eat expensive meals.
You can live like a king.
But I don't have much money.
You can live like everybody else.
You can live like a king.
You can live like a king.
你可以生活得像个国王一样。
That was a very fun calendar phrase. Well, in Ireland, There's something for everyone, right?
That's true. There are castles, there are cities, and there are green places to visit as well. Well, we'll talk more about this, but first let's take a short break. See you soon! Well, I have never been to Ireland, but I have been to Great Britain, England. It looked really beautiful when I went, so the next trip I want to take to Ireland.
Yeah, and actually, Ireland is not too far from England, too.
That's right. You could get there in an hour by the plane, at least. It's very close.
Yes, it is. All right, friends. Well, let's continue to learn more about Ireland. Here's our next part.
One beautiful sight in Ireland is the Cliffs of Moher. The cliffs stretch 8 kilometers along the west coast of Ireland. From the cliffs, people can see beautiful views. They can also watch many seabirds that make their homes in the cliffs. In Dublin, people visit Trinity College Library to see the famous Book of Kells. This beautiful book was created around A.D. 800. Wow!
Ireland has beautiful green country, and the best way to see this country is by driving a car to see it.
There are many castles to see, too. We learned about a famous one, the Blarney Castle, which is home of the Blarney Stone, too.
There are also many beautiful gardens to see. But there is much more. One beautiful sight in Ireland is the Cliffs of Moher.
Wow, these cliffs are very famous and beautiful. They are right next to the ocean. And you can look out from the top and walk along the cliffs.
But be careful. You don't want to fall from there. From the cliffs, people can see beautiful views.
Many seabirds that make their homes in these cliffs. People come to see them too.
Well, let's visit Christina to learn more about this sentence.
很多海鸟把这个悬崖当家住在这里。Many seabirds make their home in the cliffs. 我们来看看片语 make one's home in. 这个句子的意思是把某个地方当作家，换句话说就是在某个地方住下来或者是居住的意思。我们也来学学这种说法。They made their home in Seattle 2 months ago, 表示两个月前他们搬到西雅图来居住。或者 We've decided to make our home in this city, 我们决定以这个城市为家。这个说法还蛮特别的，你学会了吗？
Thanks, Christina. After visiting all these beautiful places around the coast and in the green country, we come back to the capital city.
In Dublin, people visit the Trinity College Library to see the famous Book of Kells. This book was created around 800 AD.
That is a very old book. That's about 1,200 years. Peter, can you explain more about what is B.C. and A.D.?
Well, we use this for years. B.C. is before Christ came, and A.D. is a Latin term, but this means in the year of our Lord.
That's right, and we are in A.D. right now. Okay, friends, well, right now it's time for us to review those keywords. Here we go.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Parade. Parade. There will be 3 bands in the parade.
Lovely. Lovely. These flowers are very lovely.
Kiss. Kiss. Mac kissed his wife as he was leaving.
Gift. Gift. Tina has a gift for teaching.
Sea. Sea. Do you want to swim in the sea?
College. College. Jan studies English in Smith College. Friends, those are our key words. Keep on practicing. Now, let's review our lesson one more time.
Happy St. Patrick's Day! Today is a national holiday in Ireland. People have a day off, and many watch a parade. The biggest one is in Dublin, Ireland's capital city. People enjoy visiting Ireland any time of the year. The country has something interesting for everyone. The best way to see Ireland is by car. Driving in Ireland takes one through the lovely green country. Many visitors want to see Ireland's castles. One of the most famous is Blarney Castle. Here, many visitors kiss the Blarney Stone. Old stories say that kissing the stone gives you the gift of speaking well. Blarney Castle has beautiful flower gardens, too. People can also stay in some Irish castles where they can live like kings. One beautiful sight in Ireland is the Cliffs of Moher. The cliffs stretch 8 kilometers along the west coast of Ireland. From the cliffs, people can see beautiful views. They can also watch many seabirds that make their homes in the cliffs. In Dublin, people visit Trinity College Library to see the famous Book of Kells. This beautiful book was created around AD 800. Wow!
Well, it has been fun to talk to you about Ireland. This is a beautiful country with a lot of culture. But now we want to talk a little bit more about a special person that is from Ireland.
Yes, and his name is St. Patrick. This is the reason why we celebrate, well, St. Patrick's Day. So, Peter, who is St. Patrick anyway?
Right. Well, we think of St. Patrick's Day as just a holiday. We wear green and have fun with our friends. But St. Patrick was a missionary. He was from the 5th century, so 500 A.D.
Wow. Well, we know about him from the Declaration, which people think he wrote himself. He worked as a shepherd while captured at 16, then escaped and went back to convert thousands into Christianity.
Yes, he has quite the history. And quite the impact, too. He changed many people's lives in Ireland.
So, Peter, on St. Patrick's Day, what do people usually eat?
Well, they will eat Irish food because they get to celebrate their Irish heritage.
That's right. I like to eat roast beef and cabbage. It is delicious Irish food.
Yes, that is a must on St. Patrick's Day. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed learning a little more. But now it's time for Jungle Chit Chat.
Yay! Today is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, it's a national holiday in Ireland.
Yeah, but it's not a holiday here.
That's true. But we can still celebrate.
Yeah, we're both wearing green hats.
Because Ireland is a lovely green country.
With lots of castles.
Yeah. One of the most famous is the Blarney Castle.
Oh, oh, do people really kiss a rock?
Yeah. Would you like to kiss Blarney Stone?
No, ew. Oh, oh, but I want to pick flowers in the beautiful gardens.
I want to visit the cliffs. The views are beautiful.
Oh, oh, I want to watch the seabirds.
Okay, let's go.
To Ireland?
No, let's go to the library. We can find books and photos there.
Not the same.
Well, here they are. We have all kinds of cars at the car place. Mr.
Bunny. You can call me Bunny.
Bernie, that's right. Take a look around. Do you see anything that you like?
Well, they all look really good to me. My wife and I just, well, mainly my wife, just want something safe.
Oh, got it. We have the perfect car for you. That's the great thing about Car Place. The Car Place is, it's a great, there's a lot of, you can get a car for every person who, man, I need a super sentence.
And super sentence man is never too far away. I was standing right over there. So, you need a sentence, right. Well, the super sentence is the, and then something like this. The car place has something good for every customer.
Yes. The car place has something good for every customer. Thanks, super sentence man.
No problem. Hey, just for fun, why don't you use a super sentence?
Okay.
Good. Well, are you just going to stand there and, look?
The family restaurant has something delicious for everyone
in
the family.
The family restaurant has something delicious for everyone in the family. Yes, good. What about you? Can you give me this super sentence in another way, Miss Car Salesperson?
Sure thing, Mr. Sentence Man. The car over there has something cool inside.
The car over there has something cool inside. Super! So, excuse me, do you see a car that you like?
Well, maybe I'd like to look at that one.
Oh, great! I'll show you. Let's go.
Wait. Aren't you forgetting something?
Huh?
A super sentence every day.
Oh, we'll make your English great.
That's right.
Okay, come on. Ready? Let's go see that car.
I just love that super sentence guy.
Well, we have learned and talked about everything Irish, and I need to either go there or do something Irish. I know. Marie, you know how to dance. Can you teach me how to Irish dance?
Well, actually, Peter, I don't know how to Irish dance, but I know someone that does. Rebecca knows how. She can teach you.
Hey, that's great. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today, and we'll see you again right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.